We start off today with a look at some of the recent events revolving our nursing homes and veteran centers as they continue to deal with the coronavirus in New Jersey. You may have seen reports, news coverage about residents of nursing homes around the country being among the first to get the coronavirus vaccine. Well, did you notice how New Jersey was absent from those reports? There's a reason. See, the state missed a deadline for COVID-19 vaccines at nursing homes. Missed a deadline to start vaccinating staff and residents of nursing homes. Governor Murphy did not say who was responsible for the Department of Health's failure to submit the paperwork to the federal government in time to begin vaccinating staff and residents at these facilities. Instead, he wants us to be patient and, understanding. As his administration rolls out a vaccine that was developed in record time and on a massive scale. So is he saying the job was too big for him to handle? Well, what happened, the Department of Health here in New Jersey missed by a day a federal deadline that would have allowed the pharmacy chains CVS and Walgreens to start vaccinating in nursing homes, veteran centers, other long-term care facilities this past Monday. In order to start vaccinating, the agency had to submit info on their over 650 long-term care facilities throughout the state. That deadline was December 7th. Health Commissioner Judy Persichelli said that her agency missed that by a day because of the volume of information that had to be inputted. Yeah, I guess the governor was saying the job was too big for his administration to handle. So that means the vaccines, well, should start being distributed here in New Jersey to our seniors and the healthcare workers starting December 28th. Now, needless to say, Persichelli is catching heat from Republicans over this. Senate Minority Leader Tom Kaine Jr. said, quote, "It's unbelievable and totally unacceptable that the administration failed to meet the deadline, especially since close to half the state's 16,315 confirmed COVID deaths have been in long-term care facilities." You, as a listener to the show, certainly know very well. And after saying last Friday that missing the deadline was, nothing more than a large volume of information to submit, Persichelli this past Monday pointed to the sentence, she's good at pointing, isn't she? Except at One Direction herself, pointed to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's strict rules as reason why the state didn't get their homework in on time. Under the rules, states had to have 50% of the needed doses a week before they were scheduled to be administered, she said, but a reduction in the expected number of doses being shipped to all states, that was screwed up by the federal government, that motivated the CDC to cut that 50% requirement in half to 25%, thus eliminating, one of the excuses that Persichelli tried to put into place. So as I said, vaccinations at the long-term care facilities in New Jersey now start December 28th. About 250,000 doses are needed to cover the staff and the residents, according to Persichelli. Well, we'll trust her on that number. Give her a chance to do something right and cross our fingers in the meantime. Now, it's not just the state government that's made life torturous and even deadly for the residents of the long-term care facilities. Thanks to the efforts by the Record and NorthJersey.com, we have come to learn through emails between managers at New Jersey's veteran homes that ignorant decisions have led to deaths of veterans who were residents of these facilities. We have concrete proof now that managers at New Jersey's veterans homes, where almost 200 residents have died from the coronavirus, not only barred employees from wearing protective masks during the first weeks of the outbreak, they cooked up a series of penalties with the help of the governor's office against nurses who wore masks without permission. Managers at the Paramus Menlo Park homes were so vehemently opposed to mask wearing at the start of the pandemic back in March and April, they actually pushed back against letting outside vendors and even ambulance crews wear them as they transported patients. This according, again, to the emails that have been unearthed by the Record and NorthJersey.com. Murphy's Employee Relations Unit advised management back in late March about setting up disciplinary procedures against nurses and aides who try to use the supply that they had at the veterans' homes of masks without permission. Yeah, a basic, simple health precaution had the need of permission mandated to it. And that advice came just days before Judy Persicelli, sir again, ordered all nursing staff at these facilities to start wearing masks. Murphy's spokesperson said in a statement that the home's inventory of personal protective equipment, otherwise known as PPE, like masks, was strained in March, and painstaking steps were taken to ensure its proper usage. Which really doesn't explain why ambulance workers and medical workers coming from the outside, vendors coming from the outside, were also prohibited from wearing masks. But nevertheless, at the state-run Veterans Homes Management were active in discouraging face masks for almost all of March. That's why some nurses and aides defied the orders and used the supplies anyway, just protect their health if nothing else. The management called that mask insubordination. The first offense would get you an oral counseling. Second, that would get you a written warning. Third offense would bring an official reprimand, and the fourth means you get a suspension. That all continued until, as I said, March 30th. That was when Judy Persicelli ordered universal masking of all nursing home employees to stop the introduction and spread of the coronavirus. One could fairly say too little too late. Within 8 days, at least 10 residents were dead at the Paramus home. Two had died at Menlo Park. Dozens more who died were not tested but were suspected of having passed away due to COVID-19, which ran rampant through the facilities. 81 residents confirmed dead at Paramus, 63 more at Menlo Park, along with a nurse's aide at each home. Later on, investigators determined there were an additional 47 probable COVID deaths at the two homes. Residents who died of similar symptoms at the height of the surge but had not been tested. In all, again, nearly 600 residents and staff were infected at the two homes. Which led to this rather recently. On December 14th, Governor Murphy signed off on a bill requiring long-term care facilities, nursing homes and hospitals, to maintain an emergency inventory of PPE. Bill was A4282. Nursing homes, long-term care facilities now required to maintain a supply of PPE that is sufficient to last 30 or 60 days, depending on if the facility is part of a larger system, while hospitals have to maintain a supply that would last 90 days. Excuse me, let me get my calendar out for a second. Yep. Only took the New Jersey State Legislature and Governor Murphy 9 months to address the obvious.